Live Updates Trump Holds Georgia Rally by Tony Lee on October 16, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Friday evening rally in Macon, Georgia. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 9:10 p.m. 8:57 p.m., Trump accuses the Democrats of having the most far-left agenda in history and warns the Green New Deal will destroy America. 8:45 p.m., Trump says he built the greatest economy in history and is going to do it again, make America great again, Trump talking about prison reform, criminal justice reform, and opportunity zones. He also talks about his support for HBCUs and getting them the 10-year funding that Obama-Biden couldn't get done. 8:35 p.m., Trump talks about how Brian Kemp only had Trump and beat Stacey Abrams, who had Obama and Oprah. Trump says he used to be friends with Oprah, who liked the key lime pie at Mar-a-Lago. 8:30 p.m., Trump jokes about leaving the country if he loses to Biden, who he has said is the worst presidential candidate in history. Trump has admitted that he feels more pressure because Biden is such a terrible candidate. 8:20 p.m., Trump says this election is a choice between a Trump recovery and a Biden depression. 8:19 p.m., Trump claims this is a great time to get sick when he is around because you will have lots of doctors around you. 8:13 p.m., Trump says Guthrie was out of line last night, but he says the American people are smart and they get it. He is now speaking about nominating Amy Coney Barrett to defend the Constitution against the left's nonsense. 8:06 p.m., Trump claims suburban women like him because of law and order. He says they said women would not vote for him in 2016 as well. Trump now going off on the left for wanting to blow up Mount Rushmore and attack the Lincoln Memorial and Jefferson Memorial. He says the left wants to take away our culture and replace the American dream with the socialist nightmare because they have contempt for America. Trump says he doesn't think Biden has contempt because he has no idea what's going on. Trump says the Republican Party is proud of America. 7:57 p.m., Trump says Biden has made a corrupt bargain for the nomination that should have gone to Bernie. He is now predicting a red wave in 3 weeks and going off on phony unsolicited ballots. Trump wants to know who is sending them, where they are going, who is signing them, what the hell are they going. Trump says he is accused of not being for freedom when criticizing ballots. 7:54 p.m., Trump says his opponents were so happy when he got COVID, saying he will be recovering or worse. Trump says the country will unite if he wins because the other side will just give up, realizing they just can't beat the MAGA movement. 7:52 p.m., Trump says the people who are opposing him are the ones who supported every bad trade deal, foreign policy blunder, and border security betrayal. 7:49 p.m., Trump says the spirit at his rallies is unbelievable and says he is going to win Minnesota. He says he is doing things nobody has ever done before in places like Minnesota, Maine. He says Minneapolis was burning down before the National Guard went in. And Trump says he wants to do the same with the wise guys in Portland. 7:45 p.m., Trump says Biden isn't really radical left, but he has no choice because the radical left is running the party. Trump says Biden would be freaked out and under the table if Guthrie treated Biden like she treated us. He says Guthrie is easier than President Xi, suggesting Biden will have trouble dealing with international leaders. Trump says he is so proud of the fact that he has exposed these people for who they are. 7:43 p.m., Trump thanks the great Herschel Walker for his endorsement and praises him extensively as a winner. 7:38 p.m., Trump urging supporters to send a message to the media and big tech. 7:36 p.m., Trump rips Savannah Guthrie for her face and craziness. He claims he got high marks for his town hall. He now goes off on Chris Wallace for protecting the Bidens. Lock up the Bidens, Trump says. Lock up Hillary. Trump now rips the beautiful house Maxine Waters lives in. She wonders how that happened. 7:32 p.m., Trump says the radical left wants to flood your communities with criminal aliens and drug and crime while living in gated communities. He says they want to end your Second Amendment and want protections for themselves. He says they demonize our great police and law enforcement while hiring private security for themselves. I am the only thing standing in the way between you and the Second Amendment, Trump says. It's under siege. Trump says they support crippling lockdowns while their jobs are exempt. He says it's time to send a message. Trump was on a roll and now he interrupts himself and goes off a random tangent about how he could get these wealthy people to donate to his campaign. Trump now going off on Section 230 and says the tech companies can't abuse that power. 7:25 p.m., Trump says we've learned over the last couple of months that Biden is a corrupt politician and his family is a criminal enterprise that makes crooked Hillary look like an amateur. Trump talks about Hunter's laptop and says he followed Biden around the world like a vacuum. He accuses the media and big tech of covering up the massive scandal. He says this is the biggest scandal going on in the world and ABC didn't even ask him a question about it. Trump says he is running against the left-wing corrupt media and big tech as the crowd chants CNN sucks. 7:22 p.m., weeks before the election in Georgia, Trump says he loves Georgia. He says it is great to be back. Trump says he is running against the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics. Trump says he wishes Biden were a good candidate because it puts more pressure on him. He says Biden is the embodiment of the political establishment that enriched itself while shipping away American drives, opening borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in ridiculous foreign wars in places you have never heard of. He says Sleepy Joe is the servant of wealthy donors, globalists, and special interests who got rich bleeding America dry. 7:20 p.m., Trump is about to address the crowd. 7 p.m., Air Force One has landed, and Trump will be speaking soon. 6:55 p.m., Trump expected to arrive at the top of the hour. 6:50 p.m., warm-up acts for Trump.